Chapter 2. A Deep Conviction About the Word. By the time Luther stood before the Diet of Worms, the principle of sola scriptura was already well established in his mind and work. Only the scripture carries absolute normative authority. Why? For Luther, the sola of sola scriptura was inseparably related to the scripture's unique inerrancy. It was because popes could and did err, and because councils could and did err, that Luther came to realize the supremacy of scripture. R.C. Sproul. As Martin Luther took his bold stance, whether in the pulpit or before cardinals and councils, he was firmly anchored to the impregnable rock of scripture. The strength of his courage lay in the fact that Luther was unbending in his allegiance to the Bible. Amid great opposition, biblical truth fortified him and gave him an immovable place to stand. Any study of Luther's ministry must begin with this fundamental commitment to the Word of God. As we have seen, Luther was first of all a preacher, and he was so outspoken in the pulpit because he was so deeply devoted to Scripture. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I believed, and so I spoke," 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. This deep conviction as to biblical truth emboldened him to speak up for God. Likewise, Luther asserted, "God has opened me mightily, therefore I will speak and not keep silent as long as I live." What Luther believed, he spoke, and did so boldly. This undaunted figure could not remain silent. The centerpiece of Luther's ministry was his forthright preaching in the pulpit. He believed the preaching of the word must hold the place of preeminence in the church. "The pulpit," Luther asserted, "is the throne for the word of God." He added, "The highest worship of God is the preaching of the word, because thereby are praised and celebrated the name and the benefits of Christ." The renowned Oxford scholar, Alistair E. McGrath, comments, "For Luther, the Bible was central to the life and thought of the church as it was to the personal devotion of the individual Christian." Luther was clear that his fundamental commitment was the preaching of Scripture, for such preaching is the primary means of grace God has given to his people. Such a word-focused